This is Elocution with your host, Elo Black.
This episode is a throwback to a podcast we used to do called The World of Science with Dr. Hans Berger. I did this show with a very dear friend of mine who is a licensed member of the medical community. However, Dr. Hans Berger is fictitious. Viewer discretion and sensibility are advised. Well, I mean, listener discretion, unless you watch this on YouTube. Anyways, please enjoy, be well, and above all, wash your hands. Thanks, pals. Hello and welcome to another episode of The World of Science. I'm your host, Genevieve Holcomb-Marcellus, and with me as always is the incredibly brilliant, fantastic, the man with answers at this very uncertain time, Dr. Hans Berger. Dr. Berger, Thank you for being with us on our fourth edition of COVID Catch-Up.
Yeah, thank you very much. Very, very good to be here.
Dr. Berger, we are starting our fourth week in the mandated quarantine stay-at-home orders because I feel a lot of people staying at home are getting restless. How would you say the overall temperament of the American people is right now?
Yeah, very good question. When the American people are brought to mind, they are usually a group of people who don't like to be told what to do. So if you're going to tell them to stay home, they are going to get an airplane and fly halfway around the world and back in time for dinner. When a nation is founded on a mindset of you don't tell me what to do, I do on my own, so I kill everything in the way of my happiness and liberty, it's not going to go good, especially for a virus. People don't believe in viruses. We have won the battle of the Ebola. We have won the battle of all these viruses because any human knows that these viruses are completely extinct from the world. No? Yeah, we won them. Yes?
And Dr. Berger, that brings up a very excellent point I wanted to discuss with you. Is there any proof or theory that lack of vaccination has had something to do with the COVID spread?
Ooh, very, very good. Well, there is scientific proof that there has never been a coronavirus vaccine. There have been vaccines for that we wanted to eliminate the polio vaccine. We can definitely purchase iron lungs for the children and have them colored in the movie version of Cars, in Hello Kitty iron lungs, in SpongeBob iron lungs at the bottom of the ocean. That would be crazy. However, the vaccines have proven to be very effective. You have the cough that is whooping. You know, the babies that whoop cough like the Texas A&M, yeah, Aggies, yeah. The whoop, whoop, whoop. That's a cough that they have. It's not a battle cry. It's a cough. But we have that vaccine that helps with the whooping cough and the disease of the mumps. You have people injecting themselves with concrete, but not in their face. So you lost the mumps. We have no mumps. We have no polio. The vaccine for the chicken pox. Mm-hmm. And as you know, we eliminated the smallpox, yeah? So vaccines work. There is a group of people who don't believe in the vaccine, so they wish to dip their child in Nair, or they wish to dip themselves in the blood of maggots, you know, whatever tickles your fancy, go for it. But if you die, do not blame science.
And that, with the small group of people that you mentioned, not talking about them specifically, but there are people that do seem to be complaining about their constitutional rights being violated with the quarantine. Yeah. Is the government overreaching by telling the American people to stay home?
Good question. You know, many, 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 many years ago, I want to say four years ago, there was a moment in time where there was a leader or a person who wanted to be in leadership talking about law and order. Tum, tum, law and order. He was all about the law and the order. And you know, many people wanted to be about the law and the order. So when an official is elected to put in this law and order, we have to follow these orders, yeah? Nine, you have to choose. You want the law and order, or do you want your freedom with this order of the person about all the... So when the people start complaining, you know, they have to make a realization, you know, like the black and brown people and like women in society, you know, we have to make these choices. Is it one evil or the other evil? So the evil is you can complain about the vote you made, or the other evil is you could vote for the person where this wouldn't have happened. Yeah. So with this complaining, choose. You want to be free, or do you want to be mice?
Absolutely. Dr. Berger, I had heard, now you stated that you are in the great state of Texas. Fantastic barbecue there. There is a report coming out, Dr. Berger, that Governor Gregory Abbott is ordering the restaurants and small businesses to reopen for full population. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, people are tired of cooking. People are tired of being with their families. You know, the point in making America great by closing all of these places, people had this opportunity to teach their children how to cook, how to prepare for themselves. People had the time to master the cooking and clean their houses, because you always say, oh, I don't have time for this, I don't have time for that. Well, my dear, you had, or sir, you had 3 weeks to clean your house, you had 3 weeks to learn cooking. With the governor putting this into action, we have to look at the pros and the cons. The pros is a lot of people will get back to living some kind of normalcy, quote-unquote normalcy, because, you know, with the mask and this virus that's killing people, you know, it's not so much normal. But you have to take into consideration, perhaps he has feelings for his friends, that the money is not, the rich are not getting their money. It's the workers don't work, you know, because essential workers, they're worth a lot of money. What is it, $9 an hour? And with that $9 an hour, they make these rich people about $10,000 a minute. So, you know, they're very poor, these rich people. They cannot afford the cruise ships, they cannot afford the Louis Vuitton, and it's very detrimental to the people of Texas, especially the oil and gas tycoons. They need their money. They need the peroxide for their wife's hair. They need their gold crosses worth 15 karat gold from the little black Nigerian children that dig it up from the ground of Africa. They need this. They're getting poor. They're starting to eat corn, tortillas, and beans. Not good. No, nine.
Yes, Dr. Berger. Now, I want to talk about, again, with your degree in knowledge in political science, what happened in Wisconsin this week? They had a primary election, but apparently mail-in ballots and absentee ballots weren't given the proper facilitation as they should, and people had to show up to vote, violating the stay-at-home order. What happened in Wisconsin, Dr. Berger?
Yeah, this is the perfect example of making America great again. You see what happened there was a stay-at-home mandate mixed in with a delectable, no greater than 10 people congregation. So you see how that makes America great again? Because when people vote, they have to congregate. And there's no way to express democracy than to tell people to stay at home and don't congregate to vote. What? You're saying that you can mail in your vote? That's not very cool, because the people overseas on military land that's considered American soil, they're voting for mail, so it makes no sense. We need to take that all away from American citizens. This mailing, this absentee, it's all fraud. There's no military across the world. Wisconsin people don't know what to do if it's not related to cheese. They're not going to vote. So what happened in Wisconsin is people decided to fight the power, decided to fight the great making America great power, the maggot power. If you, they fought the maggot power by not staying at home and going to vote. The most beautiful thing of typically thousands and thousands of voting places, there were apparently only down to 5. Ah, God bless America.
There were only 5 voting booths in the state of Wisconsin on Tuesday?
Well, perhaps less. There may be a little more, but the videos don't show many people congregating to vote. You'll be able to determine yourself. People tweet, people show video, but there were not thousands and thousands of voting poll places. God bless us.
And Dr. Berger, another big headline this week, Bernie Sanders has postponed or ended his campaign. What happened with Bernie Sanders, Dr. Berger?
Oh, well, good things happened to Bernie. He had his running in 2016, And we remember what happened then. It wasn't very nice. But Bernie had another 3 years while America was becoming great again to rev himself up, make a better campaign, gather the same people all over again, and push forward. He had the momentum, and it was beautiful. And then he made a big boo-boo. There was a great primary in Carolina of the South. And in Carolina of the South, there was a vote that was made from the other running person, Joe, good Joe, that apparently touches women uncomfortably. I don't know. But Joe Biden got the Carolina of the South. And Bernie got a little irritated. His followers got a little sad and a little angry. So he pressed on and he pressed on and he pressed on. But still, he fell behind of the Joe Biden. Mm-hmm. So what happened? He electively jumped out of the running. And that is what happened. At least that's a general feel of what happened this week. He electively and solely said, I am not going to run for president. He chose it this time. He wasn't pushed out, but he chose not to be running anymore. He was more pushed out. You know, nobody voted him out. That poor bastard was pushed out. Very sad, very sad.
It is very sad. And speaking of even greater sadness, I want to discuss this week's COVID update with you. According to the CDC.com, Dr. Berger, this week we are talking to each other on Sunday, April 12th. There are 525,704 total cases reported of COVID. That is 220,878 more than 7 days ago on April 6th. 220,878 cases more than 7 days ago, reported cases.
Absolutely, a slight increase, yeah.
And now we have 20,486 deaths reported in America. That is 12,870 more in 7 days. Almost 13,000 people died this week from COVID.
Oh, those are big numbers. Yeah. Leadership wanted big numbers, good numbers, American numbers. Yeah, that's what the numbers he wanted. He wanted big numbers back in American pockets, whether it be 6 feet underground or overground. Big numbers. Yeah.
Dr. Berger, please give me some hope. Have we reached the peak yet? Will these numbers start to trend down after this week?
Oh, but of course, we have the rest of 2020. Of course, they'll eventually start trending down. But if you're asking within the next weeks, no, nine. Sorry.
Dr. Berger, with these staggering high numbers, I am so concerned for those who search the internet for cures and answers because they don't have revenue to go to a doctor, or they're listening to some crackpot on the internet. Does rubbing lavender lotion or rubbing peppermint oil on oneself give a cure for the flu or coronavirus?
Good question. Well, if you take the structure of a peppermint, and you take the structure, you have the red and the white, yeah? What that is the red of the blood of people that have beaten this virus before. That red is inside the peppermint, so when that is crushed, it is crushed with the white of the peppermint that gives us the hope that this peppermint will work and we will survive everything. So when you drain and crush that peppermint oil, the blood of the survivors, the hope of the future, and you rub it in with the purple of the lavender, which gives you the sense of relaxation. People think that that is meant to cure it all, but you will not survive. You will die.
But Dr. Berger, so lavender lotion, peppermint oil, essential oils may not be as powerful of a healing device as some are claiming that they are.
Yeah, perhaps there is other ways of combating virus, perhaps proven ways, but there is room to say that, yes, natural remedies do exist. When we think of the medicine men of before, the medicine women of before, particularly the ones that are still alive in forests of Brazil, which they have just gotten their first case of the corona, the COVID-19, vibes in Brazil. So good for them. Now we're all in this together, absolutely. But yes, I would strongly recommend trying something proven, because these magic elixirs that worked in the 1800s or the 1200s, we don't make them as well as they did back then, because they were pure. They were pure liquids, pure, what do you call, milking trees, milking leaves. I don't know how to say way, but there was something more pure about these natural remedies from a long time ago, that man has the ability to input chemicals and compounds that are not very natural in order to make them for mass production. Wrongly suggest that you get something that works and that has proven to work via science before you go into something more natural.
Now, Dr. Berger, with the mask quarantine, of course, has begun a huge sampling, if you will, of different streaming sites, of course, the internet, people watching shows they had never even heard of and probably wouldn't have considered had their jobs and daily lives run as usual. Why are people just consuming and obsessed? Murderers, wackadoos.
Well, you know, when people are confined into small spaces, they want to feel that their lives aren't that bad. They want to look for the positive in the negative. So they go to these shows on the flicks of net. You know, they want to look at other people's downfalls. They crave other people being treated like absolute, as you say, show of shit. So, you know, they go to this reality television. You know, they go to this because they want to make themselves feel better. Because, you know, they already feel shit about themselves. They want to feel shit about other people.
Yeah. I see. That makes a lot of sense. Absolutely. And speaking of drugs or in the same facet, I remember a few months ago how everyone was saying kids and had the vape pens and the vape cigarettes and that they were killing all of these teenagers. But I haven't heard anything since then. Why is that, Dr. Berger?
You know, there is probably Hillary Clinton has stolen all the vape pens. You know, what a sneaky, as she's claimed, nasty woman she is. She has that sneak attack on four bodies in Benghazi and all her 30,000 emails. She could be crafty in stealing all the vape pens for herself. But imagine if she had the blood of, what was it, 20,800 people on a sneak attack of a COVID virus with its ballet shoes and ninja gear. Oh, yeah. It was probably Clinton. Yeah, she's still down in the basement of a pizza shop with babies. I'm sure that's what it is, because, you know, that's all the people are going to believe. But yeah, the vape pen, we've obviously come to realize that the vape pen was merely just a show. A circus mixed in with a bigger circus full of a bunch of clowns. Yep.
Dr. Berger, what can we expect for this upcoming week? It's just been so crazy. You said the curve will not rescend this coming week. What can we expect?
Well, what we can expect, or what I'm hoping, is we finally figured out that Jeffrey Epstein was going to tell the world about the coronavirus. That's why he was killed in his cell. Promise you, we are going to find that out, that Jeffrey Epstein has the numbers for the coronavirus and the cure, and it is now buried in the island with all those bodies in New York City. However, this week, it's going to be expected to climb. There was a report that now there is going to be an increase in both Florida and Texas. They are expecting the numbers to go up there just in time for people to go back to work by our great governor wheeling around and making decisions, good decisions, to make America great again, yeah?
Okay, Dr. Berger, let's get down to brass tacks. If I am an essential worker and I am ordered to go back to serving the public by waiting tables with direct exposure as opposed to curbside service where there is more safety from transference, and I decide not to do that, am I breaking the law?
Well, you are doing this. You are standing your ground of making a decision for yourself. You know, what is the most amazing is that this beautiful word essential, we are all essential. But if you look in Webster's dictionary, in the little box next to essential, you will also read something that says also known as replaceable. But, you know, yes, I'll take essential. Sure, of course. So when you go back as the essential worker you are easily replaced. That's what essential workers are easily replaceable. You get the virus, they quarantine at home, you die, someone else will take your job. That will decrease the unemployment numbers. That will get people off the government, silver plate. So when you go back, stand your ground. Say, no, we'll not be within 6 feet of an individual. I will not do this. I will not do that. And see what happens.
And Dr. Berger, something else I really need to touch on. Let's talk about positivity. I am not saying drown ourselves in delusion, but we have to stay focused on positivity to get through this. What's something positive you can offer to all of your fans and listeners?
Well, I will say something along the lines of the horrible, horrible news of there always being mass shootings, people shooting at big crowds, and the government puts out a law and order telling you to stay home. Look how great that is making America when people are told to stay in their homes and being arrested for not staying in their homes, arrested for not putting on their mask. We are making America great again. The AK-47 is not being used for its purpose of killing people, and the AR-15 neither. If they're not killing the people, the gun obviously has no use. There is no mass shootings. Of course, there was only six people shot on April 11th in Bakersfield, California. There were four people shot on April 10th in Muskegon, Michigan, four people shot in Detroit on April 8th, another four people shot in Anchorage, Alaska on April 8th, four people shot on April 8th in Greenwood. See, these are not mass murders, but when you put the people inside their homes, they kill each other in great numbers. You see, making America great again by taking, gathering the people and keeping them safe to only get shot at home. Mm-hmm.
Dr. Berger, thinking mm-hmm. of our very essential workers that mm-hmm. are really out there giving it their all, not only in environmental, also the custodial workers, the repair mm-hmm. people, the maintenance mm-hmm. people, bankers that are keeping the money circulating as best they can. Mm-hmm. People still get checks direct deposited. That doesn't just show up by magic. Yeah. The phone companies, utilities that are keeping everything going right now. And mm-hmm. of course, our very brave women and men on the front lines of the healthcare industry. Everyone, again, from the cleaning staff, the sterilization staff, to all the way up to the hospital administrators. Dr. Berger, what I want to touch on is I had read that nurses are now being forced to wear trash bags as protective mm-hmm. equipment. Why aren't mm-hmm. we getting new equipment to help protect these warriors, Dr. Berger?
You know, there is always time to prepare for any form of event. You have time to prepare. Now, whether it happens tomorrow, whether it happens in 10 years, there is always time to make a plan, a what-if plan. Yes. So with pandemic, great events, you know, many hospitals have always prepared themselves for acts of war. Bombings, mass shootings, explosions, all these actions and events that lead to casualties, yeah? When it came to pandemic, biological warfare, if you will. We had the Ebola, we had the H1N1, we had the SARS, swine. We had all these forms of biological terror, I guess you could say.
Mm-hmm.
And there's always room to prepare. What if it goes worse? What if it's bigger? What if it spreads? So the last one was 2008. The one before that was 2003 or something like that. There was always planning to get better, to improve, to prepare. So what I say is that there was always room to prepare, but there will be challenges when placed into action. So in this particular situation, we talked about protective equipment. We were dealing with a battle that we did not do much about. We knew that it grew fast. We knew that it killed. And we knew that it came from Wuhan. That is where it came from, or at least that's what they say. Mm-hmm. So, of course, it was no big deal here in America, or it's over there. It will never come over here. But we did not know that people were carriers until people started traveling here. And then people started popping up. New York City, Texas, Seattle. There were people popping up that had traveled to this part of the world that had contracted this virus from being in big groups. Yeah. When we use up all that we have to go into our backup. But where do we get the backup once our backup is gone? We have to order them from companies, yeah? And what are these companies? The companies are going to be called on by how many hospitals or how many institutions across America? Thousands of people. So, of course, the demand is going to be greater than the supply. So what do people do? So once the supply is out, they have to find this supply. So they ask for help. And the help is workers. The help is materials. The help is, you know, all of that. So who is responsible for asking for this help? CEOs, or the people that run the company to make all this stuff. So who do they go to? They go to someone that's going to lobby for the medical profession. So of course it gets into a government-owned government affair. Of course, when you have the states that are clamoring for this PPE, where do they go for assistance? They go to the federal, the United States. So of course, you can have one answer or the other. A, not my problem. B, of course I will help you here because I want to make America great again. I will let everyone decide about what the answer was given to all the state representatives individually, not as a whole. That is all I have to say about that.
So, Dr. Berger, I can't thank you enough for taking time out to talk to us about this COVID crisis. And I was wondering, do you have a new hand-washing timer song to share with us all?
I do. Und count to 20. Ready? Und 5, 6, 7, go. The right stuff again. Five more seconds. The right stuff. All by the block of the kids that are new. Yeah, they were good. They were good.
Dr. Berger, thank you.
This has been Elocution with your host, Ello Black.